Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our summer show train with your host, Gordon McRae. The Association of American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life, brings you the Railroad Summer Show, starring Gordon McRae, with Lucille Norman, the sportsman, and the music of John Rarig and his orchestra. And here is your host, Gordon McRae.
Hi, thank you. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads pays tribute to a composer whose songs rank high among America's all-time favorites, to Johnny Green and his music. Today, Johnny Green is one of Hollywood's most honored musicians. He won an Academy Award this year. He's chairman of the music branch of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and he has just been appointed general musical director in charge of the music in all pictures at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. He has a distinguished name as a conductor as well as a composer, although it is by his songs that America knows him best. We're going to sing some of those songs for you tonight and tell you how they came to be written. But first, we want you to hear Johnny Green's newest song, written to the lyrics of Paul Webster. It's only a few weeks old, and this is the first time it has been performed on the air. But I'm sure you're going to like it so much that you're going to be watching for it in the near future. Here it is, The Cowboy on the Carousel.
At the county fair, an old Merced, he traded in his thoroughbred for a wooden horse with a silver head. The cowboy on the carousel. When he spied his blue-eyed prairie belle riding herd on the carousel.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay.
Oh, she wore a pair of silver spurs, a Stetson trimmed with frills and furs. He had never seen such a face as hers, the cowboy on the carousel. Every time she reached out for the ring, his bucking heart did a bucking wing.
Yippee-yay, yippee-o. Around and round, the merry-go-round, the lovesick cowpoke sped.
But of course his horse stayed a horse behind, and hers stayed a horse ahead.
Yippee-yay,
yippee-o,
yippee-o,
by a length the lady led. This cowpoke of whom I speak, who busted bronc 6 days a week, on a wooden horse he had no technique. So near and yet so far was he, but still he's kept a-loping, a-going round and hoping, and who's to say that someday there won't be a wedding for the prairie belle and the cowboy on the carousel.
Yippee-yay, yippee-o.
To go back to find the beginning of Johnny Green's music, we have to go back to the days when Johnny spent long, fruitless hours telling his father why he wanted to be a musician.
No, Johnny, you're going to Harvard and study to be a banker. If you don't want to be a banker, then be a lawyer or a doctor or a tinker or a tailor or anyone who makes a steady salary every week, but not a musician.
Why not a musician?
Because, son, you can be a pretty good banker. You can be a pretty good lawyer, a pretty good tinker, a pretty good tailor, but there's nothing in the world worth less than a pretty good artist. There's no room for mediocrity in art, son. You're either great or you're nothing.
In other words, you just don't think I've got it.
Johnny, I think you're a pretty good songwriter.
And so Johnny Green went to Harvard and studied economics. But behind his father's back, he sneaked in a couple of elementary courses in harmony and counterpoint. He arranged some of the Harvard band music, and during one of his summer vacations, he worked as an arranger for Guy Lombardo. That summer, he wrote a song with Carmen Lombardo and Gus Kahn. And by Christmas of his senior year, the song was one of the country's big hits. Remember, it went like this.
Tell me why you keep fooling little coquette, making fun of the ones who love you, breaking hearts you are ruling, little coquette. True hearts tenderly dreaming of you. Someday you'll fall in love as I fell in love with you. Maybe someone you love will just be fooling. And when you're all alone with only regret, oh, you'll know, little coquette, I loved you. I loved you.
Johnny Green graduated from Harvard when he was 19 years old and went to work in a Wall Street banking house as a clerk. But after 6 months, he quit to become a piano accompanist, first for Bobby Arnst and then for Gertrude Lawrence. It was during this period that he met young Eddie Heyman, fresh out of Michigan University. Eddie wrote lyrics and was looking for a composer. Johnny wrote music and was looking for a lyricist. Both their mothers thought it was a wonderful idea. So what did it matter what the fathers thought? Johnny continued working with Gertrude Lawrence until she left for England. And then he was once more among the unemployed.
Hello? Yes, this is Johnny Green's home. Who wants him? Paramount Pictures. Just a minute.
Hello? Yes, sure I can come down right away. Yes, I know where it is. I'll be right there. Don't go away. I'm starting right now. Goodbye. Oh, boy. Where's my music? Gotta take all my music.
Oh, well, what did they say?
They said to come right down. They want to interview me. Well, that's about all the songs I brought with me.
Well, I must admit you have some very nice music there, but, Mr. Green, what we had in mind for you was a position as a rehearsal pianist.
A rehearsal pianist?
Yes, it pays $50 a week.
I'll take it.
Johnny Green went to work at Paramount as a rehearsal pianist. But while he was there, he learned that the studio was looking for a song for a movie short called Leave It to Lester. So he went to work on a tune, and his friends E.Y. Harburg and Eddie Heyman went to work on the lyric. And the song that materialized was a song that swept the country.
Ask the sky above and ask the earth below why I'm so in love and why I love you so. Couldn't tell you though I tried to. Just why, dear, I'm yours. When you went away, you left a glowing spark, trying to be gay, whistling in the dark.
are a stepping stone. How can I help dreaming of you? I love you, I'm yours. I love you, I'm yours.
We'll be back in just a moment with more of the story of Johnny Green and his music. But first, a message from the railroads.
And now we continue with the Railroad Hour's tribute to Johnny Green and his music.
By 1931, Johnny Green was an arranger and a conductor for Paramount. One night, he and Eddie Heyman met for dinner at a restaurant in New York. The restaurant was crowded, and an hour after they had given their order, they still hadn't been served. Just as Johnny started hunting around for someone to complain to, the waiter appeared with the dinner. Johnny laughed ruefully.
Well, that's life for you. Just when you get ready to squawk your head off, the waiter appears right out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Doesn't that sound like a song title to you? You came to me from out of nowhere.
Hey, that's good.
Now that I have appeared from out of nowhere, would it be all right if I put the food on the table?
Oh, sure. Sure. Hey, loan us a menu to write on, will you? I want to get that line down before we lose it.
You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free.
Oh, you're just saying that.
You go on back to nowhere, waiter. We've got a song to write.
Well, that's life. You come to them from out of nowhere, and they send you right back.
By the time Johnny Green and Eddie Heyman had finished dinner, they had the words and music to Out of Nowhere written on the back of a menu. By midnight, they had played the song for Guy Lombardo, who played it on his broadcast two nights later. And almost overnight, it was a hit. Like most of Johnny's music, its popularity has never waned.
You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes. From nowhere, made every hour sweet as a flower for me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me out of nowhere.
You know, some song titles come by inspiration and some by order. One of the great Johnny Green and Eddie Heyman classics came as the result of an order from United Artists.
Boys, Eddie Small has just completed a picture called I Cover the Waterfront, and we'd like a popular song written around that title.
Gee, how are you going to write a song about that? What do you say? I Cover the Waterfront, I Love You?
Well, couldn't we do something about a girl watching for a guy to come back across the sea?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, okay, Eddie, you're the lyricist. That's your department. Let's go to work.
It took 3 weeks before they had the words and the melody, and the old maestro himself, Ben Burney, fell in love with the song and began plugging it at the World's Fair in Chicago. It was a big hit then, and it, too, has maintained its popularity over the passing years.
I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? I cover the waterfront in search of my love, and I'm covered by a starless sky above. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Oh, how I yearn. Where are you? Are you forgetting? Do you remember? Will you return? I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea for the one I love must soon come back to me.
Whenever Johnny Green's name is mentioned, one song comes immediately to mind. For not only is it the most popular of his songs, it is one of the most popular of all songs. It was originally written for Gertrude Lawrence, who took it to England. She sang it one night on the BBC, and an English orchestra leader heard it, persuaded Miss Lawrence to let his band play it. It became the rage of London and Paris before Johnny Green and Eddie Heyman had any idea of what had happened to their song. It was finally published in this country by Harms and was sung by Libby Holman on Broadway in Three's a Crowd to become one of the really great song hits of all time.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the end? chance to prove, dear.
My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you. Body and soul.
And so, for songs that America loves and remembers, the Railroad Hour salutes the music of Johnny Green. As a lasting tribute to Johnny Green, the Railroad Hour is proud to present him with a parchment scroll signed by William T. Farrisee, president of the Association of American Railroads. And here to accept the scroll in person is my very good friend, Johnny Green.
Thank you, Gordon. It was wonderful hearing you and Lucille and the sportsmen sing my songs and to relive again the memories behind them.
Well, thanks, Johnny. You know, I think the news about you being named General Musical Director for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer is really impressive.
Well, it's a big thrill, Gordon.
But I do hope, Johnny, old boy, that you're not going to stop writing songs, for it's always a great pleasure to sing them and to know that there's more coming.
Thank you, Gordon. I'm going to try to do my best.
You know, I think the audience would like to hear you play, Johnny. So if you'll take your position at the piano in left field, why, we'll all get together on that wonderful tune of yours, The Steam is on the Beam.
Steam is on the beam. The point is that the joint is jumping. The steam is on the beam. The janitor is making with the jive. He's making with the pipes. The radiator starts to riff it. The boiler keeps alive. The jive when all the pipes are taking fire. A Dixieland beat. A Messerlix from Chicago. The New Orleans heat. But it's a jammer. Oh, the steam is on the beam. It doesn't want to know from ballads. No tenor from Vienna or an achy from a kinky in the crowd. Tonight the steam is on the beam. But why?
Good night, Johnny. Well, folks, next week the Railroad Hour will pay tribute to another of America's most celebrated composers, Mr. Harold Arlen. You'll hear the story behind the writing of some of Mr. Arlen's most popular songs, like Old Black Magic and Blues in the Night, as well as this great hit from the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, The Wizard of Oz.
Somewhere over the rainbow, birds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. The Railroad Summer Hour is written by Gene Holloway and is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They are an essential, dependable working part of the life of thousands of cities. Gordon McRae is now being seen in the Warner Brothers Technicolor production, Look for the Silver Lining. Johnny Green appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor music. That Midnight Kiss, starring Catherine Grayson, Jose Iturbe, Ethel Barrymore, and Mario Lanza. In tonight's tribute, Jack Lloyd appeared in the role of Johnny Green, and George Neese played Edward Heyman. And now for Lucille Norman, the sportsman, John Rarigan, his orchestra, and your host, Gordon McRae, a hearty invitation to meet us again next week at this same place on your dial. We'll have more songs and a tribute to Harold Arlen. This is Marvin Miller speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.